In this episode, we're going to be talking about 5 rules for fat loss. Now, let's get into this straight, right here, right now. If you are not enjoying your weight loss journey, you despise your diet, or maybe you don't love grocery shopping, dread working out, then you are doing your future self a tremendous disservice. Something needs to change, trust me. And I'm not saying you have to absolutely love and adore every single second of losing weight. No, not at all. At times, it is difficult to stick to your nutrition plan. Rather, like I would just admit right now that before I was about to record this particular episode, like I was out with my mom. She wanted something from nursery and we bought some plants. And she was like, she wants to eat pani puri, right? So for all the non-Indians, you might not be aware about, but it's a junk food. It's kind of a junk food. And she was like, just have pani puri with me. And I had one entire plate of pani puri right now. All right. So like at times it is difficult to stick to your nutrition plan because you might be emotional with your family, at your friends, functions at times, or muster up energy to slip on your flippy floppies and head to the gym. All right. But you are in a constant state of unhappiness. If you are in a constant state of unhappiness, it will just be a matter of time before you quit altogether, right? Having some pani puri is fine, but don't quit. And while some approaches to diet and exercise are more suitable for achieving sustainable fat loss results, at the end of the day, what ultimately matters is you. You need to stop comparing yourself with other people. That's number one thing which you have to stop doing. You need to stop punishing yourself every time you slip up. Remember, no one is perfect. If you skip something, that's fine. You can start once again. You need to make sure that you are following diet and exercise protocols that you enjoy, or maybe at least tolerate and have value about that. You need to know that it's okay to have fun foods on occasion, which is what I did just now. All right, I'm just admitting this part. Just remember, there's a difference between eating one piece and an entire box or package. All right, when offered a pani puri, you cannot have 5, 6, 10 plates of pani puri. That's a problem. And you need to recognize that progress is progress, guys. No matter how small, weight loss is hard work, no doubt in that. But it should not be miserable though. It can and should be rewarding and enjoyable. So 5 rules for fat loss are: number 1, do not compare your journey to someone else's. Number 2, do not think less of yourself for slipping up or overeating. Remember, no one is perfect. Number 3, if you want a brownie, eat a damn brownie. Just like I had pani puri right now. That doesn't mean you have to eat the entire box. Number 4, there is no best plan for anyone. If someone says you are stupid for not following their diet or workouts, you have my permission to slap them in the face. And 5th, last but not the least, progress is progress no matter how small. Just focus on consistent slow progress versus no progress. That's it for this one. I'll have you on my next one. With that being said, this is Digital Prateek, your podcast host, signing off. I'll see you later.